guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a bit of Fan Friday action with Jada Red. Mickey, morning, gents.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
Got them both. Let's start with Jay. Mo Salah, all over the papers today. Played a little bit of him before. He was talking with LFC TV. Sounds quite a chirpy chap. And finally, this deal is done. It's taking its time, Jay.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a long, drawn-out saga. And, you know, eventually we've got the deal over the line. And, you know, it was interesting that some of the local media and obviously the press in England have been saying that the deal's $34.3 million or something. So it doesn't quite become our record signing. But Roma made an announcement last night, didn't they? I think they're on the stock market, aren't they? So they had to declare the deal. And I think it equates to $36.9 million. So in that case, he would be the record signing, wouldn't he? But, I mean, you know, it's mad, isn't it, with Liverpool? Because obviously Andy Carroll's been our record by $35 million through, I think it was 2011. So it's dragged on for a long time. And I know in this day and age now, transfers are, you know, they're ridiculous, aren't they? They're beyond belief, the amount of money that people pay for players and stuff. So, you know, it doesn't really matter too much. And he did say we were going to break the record transfer this summer. And I think this seems to be the first one and a few more to come, Steve.
I don't know whether you've seen snippets of him, some videos of him. Roma have done a great little montage on their Twitter feed. It's a bit of a thank you and goodbye to Mohamed Salah, in which he scores some great goals and looks very, very tricky. But it's his pace, by all accounts, that's the big weapon.
Yeah, he is a bit of a speedster, isn't he? And we've already got Sadio Mane for that as well. So it's going to be interesting next season, because we've got two players with unbelievable pace, so it's only going to be good for Liverpool next season. And, you know,
so
like
how do you play them then, Jay, if they're both so quick?
Well, I mean, obviously they're both wide men, aren't they? So, I mean, at times both of them will be on the pitch, and they both want to be on the left side, want to be on the right. And it's interesting really that Salah's left-sided, but he does tend to prefer to play on the right-hand side. But for me, I just think what will happen is they'll just interchange quite a lot. And also, Sadio Mane can play central, can't he, as well? So he's not just about being a winger, Mane. He's a bit different to that. So, you know, ultimately, it's a good problem for Klopp to have. But, you know, you look at his stats, he scores goals. I think it's virtually a 1-2 ratio for Roma, a 1-2 ratio for Egypt as well, as it is, you know, obviously his country. And also, you know, he gets assists as well, doesn't he? So he is a very, very good player. And I know he's already been in this country with Chelsea. He wasn't really given much of a chance, was he? He didn't really fit in there with Mourinho. And, you know, he's not the only player that's happened to him. It's happened to Lukaku. It's happened to De Bruyne. So there's been a few players in the past that Mourinho hasn't really fancied, and they've gone on to have good careers. So I think it's a very good sign, and it's obviously Jürgen Klopp's very excited about it too.
I think he's got something to prove playing back in the Premier League. We'll talk in a moment or two about shirts and the proud owner of Firmino shirts. But let's get on to the Blues. Mickey, Sandro, is it going to cross the finishing line today?
Well, I think it's pretty much done and dusted, to be honest, Steve. But I think obviously what the hold-up is that they're in the European under-21s, aren't they? And I think he probably just wants to concentrate on that. They've got a good chance, obviously, Spain, haven't they, of going through to the semis and probably winning it. So I think that is probably in the way of the signing, but I do believe that it's obviously the medical's complete, fees agreed, which is an absolute snip of the steal when you think about, you know, the prices that, you know, James was just saying then that are getting bounded around. So I think once the under-21s is all done and dusted, I think they'll announce the deal.
Can you just shift yourself, Mickey? Try and walk down the corridor, wherever you are. I think that the signal's just fading just a little bit at the moment. In terms of what Everton have done so far, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you, Mickey?
You're probably looking about an 8, Steve. You know, we're looking really, really promising. You know, the deals that they've got over the line seem to be good business. Obviously, you know, pick the dealers cost us a few quid. You know, the lad Klassen as well has come in. But it's all been done early, which is what, you know, a lot of Evertonians have said is a must. You know, we start, I think everyone reports back in 2 weeks' time, so we did want our squad all together, you know, for the start of sort of pre-season. You don't want to get them in too late. And Everton and Liverpool have seemed to be, you know, doing the business nice and early, which is important.
Jay, let's talk about shirts. So a lot of Liverpool fans up in arms about this idea of having a Roberto Firmino shirt. Then the numbers are switched. Roberto's come out and said, "I'll sign your shirts." I'll sit down in the club shop and I'll sign your shirts for you. Is that enough? Should the club simply be refunding anyone with a Firmino shirt?
Yeah, of course they should be refunding it. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? You know, the new shirt's been on sale for quite a while now, and there's going to be plenty of people who've got Firmino 11 on the back of the shirt. So, you know, Liverpool are a multi-million pound company, so, you know, it shouldn't be any hardship, should it, for them to say to them you can have a refund and, you know, get a different shirt, or, you know, Firmino 9 or something. It's absolutely ridiculous, really, isn't it, the way they've gone about it. And, yeah, it's all right saying that they're going to try and pacify people by saying, Firmino will sign your shirt for you, but it's not the point, is it? It's the brand new shirt, and it's got a player's name on the back with a different number, so the club needs to have a look at themselves and get that sorted.
I mean, it's not the first time, is it, Mickey? Other clubs, Everton, have had this problem in the past. Clubs have to realise that these are very expensive items that people are buying.
Well, exactly, that's it, isn't it? You know, we're not talking a couple of quid, are we? We're talking, you know, 50 quid a Sophie top, and then you're looking at an extra, you know, 15 quid on top of that, you know, for your name and your number. And it's important, you know, to kids, it's very, very important, you know, this teenage, isn't it? If you're paying 65 quid out, then, you know, you want it to be right. And as Jay said there, you know, it's the marketing department, they have probably got a lot to answer for. But obviously, Salah's come in, and he's wanted this specific shirt, which is a... you know, obviously the club have had to adhere to. So, as I say, it's something, hopefully, you know, it's easily sorted, and it? You just bring your shirt back and they swap it, and it's going to cost them a few quid, but as I say, I think it's going to be a drop in the ocean, isn't it? You don't have your fans, so I think it's quite simple, just get your shirt back, get it swapped.
Keep them happy. Sorry about the quality of Mickey's line. Anyone listening who might be sort of putting their finger in their ear and struggling to hear him at the moment, just struggling to get a concrete line with him. Let's talk about other possible signings for the football clubs. I was really excited when I saw that Borussia Dortmund were sort of attempting to hawk around Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Is this a possibility for Liverpool? Lots of Liverpool fans, Jay, would love to see a big-name striker in.
No, it's highly unlikely to happen. I mean, you've got to consider his age. I think he's nearly 29 now. They want, what is it, £60 million? I suppose, really, it could be doable. And he's obviously worked with Klopp in the past, but I don't think Liverpool are really genuinely after a top-class striker, in all honesty, because when you analyse the players that Liverpool are truly after, I mean, Van Dijk is the deal that Liverpool really want. They want to get that sorted still. I know we had all the issues a couple of weeks ago, but I still believe that's a deal that can happen, and Liverpool are still quite confident that a deal will happen as well, and he's Klopp's number one target. So that's an area of the team that needs sorting more so, in my opinion. Also the left-back area as well that needs addressing. So I think as regards a striker, what you've got to consider is we've still got Sturridge, we've still got Ings, we've still got Origi, and also now Firmino, which is a bit of a telltale sign, is Firmino is getting the number nine shirt, isn't he? So I don't think Liverpool are genuinely interested in a top-class striker. I know there's a couple of journalists that I know quite well, I won't say any names, they've said that Liverpool are interested in a striker this summer, but you know, all the vibes are that we're not. I mean, if Sturridge was to be sold for 30, 40 million, then maybe we would dip into the transfer market, but I think that's going to be difficult, because what you've got to consider is Daniel Sturridge is on a lot of money, around about 150 grand a week. Liverpool want a big sum for him, and he's injury prone. So I think it's just a case of he's probably going to stay, isn't he? And because he's going to stay, Liverpool haven't really got a place in the squad to really fit another striker in. If you look at Liverpool last season, we were the second highest goal scorers. We've just added a wide man attacking option who scores goals and assists. So I don't think scoring goals is that much of a problem for Liverpool. It's other areas of the pitch, and defensively is where we need to concentrate now.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Alberto Moreno, £11 million to Napoli. Is that enough, or do Liverpool hold out a little bit longer?
I would have drove him to the airport, to be honest with you, Steve. I think he's a horrific player. He's completely brain dead, really. His positional sense is just non-existent. He's one of the worst players I've ever known to play in a red shirt. He's up there with the really poor ones that we've had over the years. And I think to get 11 million for him is just unbelievable. But I think the reason why the club have knocked it back is there's a couple of other clubs that are interested. So the hope is we can get maybe 15 million. But I wouldn't really want us to be in a position where we end up being stuck with him for another year. because Liverpool need to get a left back. Milner's done an adequate job last season. I think towards the end of the season he struggled a little bit, and we're having Champions League football next season. I think it's important for Liverpool to get another left back on board, someone who we can trust, because we certainly can't trust Moreno.
Final thought from Mickey on the quiet situation surrounding Ross Barkley at the moment. Will all of a sudden things just emerge as to his future?
I think so. I think it's a bit of a shambles at the moment, mate, isn't it? You know, regarding Ross, I think, you know, it's been certainly been very, very badly advised, I think, by his agent. I don't think Ross has handled it too well. And to be honest, I don't think the club has really handled it well as well, you know, with saying that he's got, you know, a time window of signing his contract, and if he's not, he's going to be sold. And I think probably what will happen now, because obviously the asking price is $50 million, I don't think, you know, even in this day and age, I don't think Tottenham are going to pay that. The likelihood is that the lad is going to be left in limbo with 1 year left on his contract. He'll probably stay at Everton. And, you know, we'll have to see what happens there. He may go on free then next year. But as I say, I think it's been badly handled all round, mate.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.